Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Severe storms leave behind death and destruction in Oklahoma. At least three people have died, and hard-hit cities include Cole and Shawnee. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has toured Shawnee.
I've seen these now for 5 years around Oklahoma, and I've lived here my whole life. It looks like we're really fortunate that the tornado stayed a little higher and kind of went on top of the trees, and so they're estimating 150-mile-an-hour winds and an F3, but it could have been a lot worse if it would have actually been on the ground. It probably would have taken and destroyed more of the buildings.
The Pentagon is taking steps to prepare for a possible evacuation of U.S. citizens in Sudan, where the security situation is worsening as rival factions clash. The State Department now says one American has died. More from CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The movement of personnel and equipment to Djibouti, two countries over from Sudan, is described as a precautionary step.
No decision has been made to evacuate anybody.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says U.S. embassy staffers are sheltering in place. An effort to co-locate them is for the moment on pause. A U.S. diplomatic convoy came under fire earlier this week. Kirby says there's no sign that was intentional.
There's no indications that Americans are being specifically targeted, but it's obviously a dangerous situation.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
CBS News has learned President Biden could be planning a video announcement detailing his plans to run for re-election as soon as next week. CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes says the president has yet to sign
off. Some of them felt, hey, look, he can remain presidential. He can stay above the fray for a while if he wants. There's no rush. Others argued, look, everyone knows he's running for a re-election. Why not just get off the fence and do it? So now we know that his aides appear to have landed on the latter course of action. They want him to announce next Tuesday.
Criminal charges against actor Alec Baldwin for his role in a fatal movie accident shooting are being dropped. CBS's Danya Backus has the latest.
Attorneys for Alec Baldwin say New Mexico prosecutors are dropping the involuntary manslaughter charge against the movie star.
I was holding the gun, yeah.
Okay. While rehearsing for the film Rust in 2021, the prop gun Baldwin was holding went off, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins and injuring director Joel Souza. Baldwin told investigators he did not pull the trigger, though an FBI forensic report found the weapon could not have fired otherwise.
I take the gun out slowly. I turn, I cock the pistol. Bang, it goes up. She hits the ground.
In a statement, Baldwin's lawyer said, we are pleased with the decision to dismiss the case, and we encourage a proper investigation into the facts and circumstances of this tragic accident.
On Wall Street, stocks dipped. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've met Ted Cruz more than once. Once
oh,
in
yes,
Dean,
he has very
Wisconsin,
slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids were like, what, Bobby?
He was invading lots of bubbles. Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the Paul poem that we all know, the famous Ride. The poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the best of the Chris Hahn Show. The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, I got a podcast called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, you name it, it's there. ChristopherHahn.com, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. Watch me on News Nation, Fox, wherever. But if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see where I'm going to be. Welcoming back to the show, former Senator Barbara Boxer of the great state of California. We love having Senator Boxer on. And Senator, I'm sorry I had to leave a message on your voicemail to get you back on the show. We lost all your contact information for your booker.
Not to worry. It all worked out. No problem.
I felt very awkward. I was like, I'm like 3 weeks ago, I said to my new producer, I go, let's get Barbara Boxer on. And he's like, oh, give me the info. I'll reach out to her aide. And I lost it. I don't know what I did with it.
Well, now you've got it all. And you can always call me and leave a message. That isn't the problem. Seriously.
So I appreciate that. So, Senator, I started the show tonight talking about the courageous trip President Biden took to Kyiv this week. And you've been around. You've witnessed a lot of foreign policy triumphs and mistakes and everything else. I'd really just love to get your feelings on what the president did and how it impacts the rest of the world.
It just shows you that he's got it together. And, you know, everybody says age this and age that, and all that's true. But you cannot make a generalization. I mean, I'm a little bit older than Joe Biden, and I'm pretty perky. And so there are people who are perkier than I am at this age, and there are a lot who are not. And there are people who are just losing it at 65. So you just don't know. So I think it just showed what he said when he said, watch me. And we're watching him and even seeing the polls go forward. But what I think about what he did is it reminded me so much of, times before I was even able to understand what was happening, World War II, when, you know, the United States stood for democracy and stood for freedom and helped Britain. And truly, it was brave. And I remember watching him walk down the street with Zelensky, and the air raid sirens went off, and I panicked.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the truth. I have to admit this. I thought, what a contrast to Josh Hawley, senator, who gave the salute to the insurrectionists and then ran away from them full speed ahead.
Oh, right. Of course.
Guy, you know, here's our guy in the middle of a war zone, really, just doing what I think he had to do in order to keep NATO together, show how much we care. This is really a fight for freedom. And, you know, having lived a long time right now, I could tell you, you take somebody like Putin and you give him an inch, boy, he'll take a lot more and he won't stop there.
Yeah.
It's either we stand with Ukraine or we, you know, now, or we're fighting a NATO fight later. It's really a rough time.
Yeah, a very rough time. And you know, speaking of Josh Hawley, he was one of the first people to criticize Biden for going to Ukraine, which I just
It's beyond me that he would create. Why didn't you go to East Palestine, Ohio? You know, I'm sorry, Josh. Missouri is pretty close to East Palestine, Ohio. Have you been there yet, Senator? You know, and it's
what a good point.
Right.
So, what a good point. And by the way, Joe Biden will be there.
Absolutely.
And his entire team is there. So maybe Senator Hawley doesn't understand that the head of this great nation has to do a lot of things,
right?
You know, simultaneously. And one thing he doesn't do is run away like a coward like Josh Hawley did.
Right, right. Of course not. I mean, Josh Hawley would have heard those air raid sirens. He would have been, you know, he would have looked like Usain Bolt. He would have gotten out of there so quick.
He would have been in Poland.
Yeah, exactly.
Just run.
You think he would have gotten on a train through a war zone? I am sorry. I just don't think that would have happened.
No. We saw him run away. Here's the point. We don't even have to ponder this. And but this is really a fact. We saw Josh Hawley run away from the insurrectionists who he had just saluted and egged on.
Yep.
It's disgusting. And, you know, he thinks we'll forget about it, but we have, you know, the goods. We have the tapes. But getting back to Joe Biden, what we see here is the man who said, watch me.
Yep.
And he is rolling out all this great legislation, like the infrastructure bill, the CHIPS bill, all the things that he has done. He's rolling those out, and people are liking it. He's capped insulin for seniors. I mean, this is not a guy who just talks. He talks and he walks.
He walks the walk, without a doubt. What message do you think he was sending, you know, by going to Ukraine, you know, internationally? Like, what do you take from that?
Well, that's the key question. I mean, we have to make sure NATO stays together on this, the European Union stays together on this, that there is no, you know, argument about where this stands from the standpoint of the West and democracy versus autocracy. So, you know, he's doing everything to keep together the alliance that we need. Because, you know, again, I'm old enough to have lived through a lot of the aftermath, the Cold War, all the things that happened. But now we have Russia blatantly walking into another country claiming it's their territory.
Yeah.
And that upsets the entire atmosphere that we've had since the end of World War II, the world order, what is right, what is wrong. So he's challenging this. And if it falls apart, there's no end to it. Every autocrat, especially one with nuclear weapons, is going to walk in and try to take over territory because that's all they care about is power and that's it, and wealth and all those other things.
Yeah, I think it's I think it was a tremendous thing. I think he's also sending a message to China and India. You know, I mean, Russia has been hitting up China particularly for lethal aid because they are, you know, basically depleting their resources of weapons. And they have been appealing to China for lethal aid. And I think the president going there sends a very strong message to them, too.
Not only does that send a strong message, but, you know, Secretary of State Blinken has been quite clear with China to say it would be a disaster for the relationship. But we have such a deep economic relationship. We're adversaries. There's no question we're adversaries.
Right.
There's no question they spy. What they did with that spy balloon was outrageous.
Ridiculous.
So we know all that. But despite that, we do have a financial relationship. And we don't want to see China now become part of this axis of evil, as Leon Panetta called it the other day.
Yeah, I think China's got to make up its mind. Do they want to sell us computers, or they want to send spy balloons over the U.S. and be our...
Yeah, there's a lot of problems with China. Taiwan is what's happened to Hong Kong. So that's a whole other program. But I got to say, this is a moment of great import. And you know, I was saying to my husband the other day, we talked so much about all this stuff, and I was just saying the irony is that China had a relationship with Ukraine, or has, and they were trading partners and they had a lot of good relations. And at the beginning of this, they were chatting Ukraine with China. And I think China has to understand they could play a role in the eventual settlement.
They could. And they could and they and they should, in that regard. I also think that the president is sending a message by, you know, going there that China needs to be careful what they're doing with Taiwan as well.
No question. No question. I mean, these are times that require the best people leading us. And we have Joe Biden leading us and his team. They're so, they understand history. They are so calm. They get it. And I'm thrilled. I mean, if you look at what he has done with NATO and how he has kept it together and revived it after the other guy tried to destroy it.
Yeah. I mean, he...
you can about imagine what would have happened if Trump were president. It gives me the shudder.
Oh, Trump would have went to Russia. He'd be in Moscow on the anniversary of the war. He wouldn't be going to Ukraine and bolstering up NATO. There'd be no more NATO if Trump was. It'd be a disaster. I think we dodged a bullet by getting him out, and let's hope that we keep him out because he's going to definitely try to get back in. All right, Senator, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to pay some bills over here. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk some more with former Senator Barbara Boxer of the great state of California. You're listening to you're listening to The Chris Hancho, the adequate, the moderate. Anyway, The Chris Hancho. Stay where you are.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road. But I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi. My name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Notes system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to paintbynote.com. Like a music note, Paint by Note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Harvey High is now in session. Today's subjects, biology.
Name an animal with a long neck.
Dinosaur, long neck, yeah.
Let me ask you something. When last time you seen one?
Anatomy.
Name a part of Steve Harvey that a woman might want to kiss.
Your six pack.
The six pack? Does she know who Steve Harvey is? You got to dig for it, but it's in there.
Get school with Family Feud.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on CW 18.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 38. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 59. Lows dip down to about 34 tomorrow night. Much cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs in the middle 40s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is the best of the Chris Hahn Show. America's favorite progressive, the Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, check out the podcast if you missed a second of my interview with former Senator Barbara Boxer. It'll be in the Aggressive Progressive on Tuesday. And follow me on Twitter, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. I'm back with Senator Barbara Boxer. Senator, we learned this week that that Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, has turned over all of the security footage from January 6th to a man who is arguably partially responsible for the riot that took place on January 6th, Tucker Carlson of Fox News, a guy whose show I used to go on regularly. I don't anymore. It truly annoyed me, and I'm sure you have a lot to say about it.
Well, I actually do. This is Tucker Carlson, who said, and I'm quoting, the 9/11 insurrection, he said, was a forgettably minor outbreak by recent standards. In other words, it was nothing. Meanwhile, people die. Meanwhile, people are serving in prison. Meanwhile, he continues to lie. So the first thing is, I don't even understand how Kevin McCarthy could do such a thing as the Speaker of the House, give this all this footage to this one particular outlet, knowing their point of view on this.
Yep.
As we know, it was no big deal. But if I were in the House and I served there for 10 years, I would do more than just talk about it. I would file an ethics complaint against McCarthy because I don't believe he ran any of that footage by the security people, the Capitol Police. He's putting our nation at risk by this. So I would make an ethics complaint. Furthermore, I would absolutely offer an amendment to a pending bill or have a privileged motion, as they call it,
yep,
to cease and desist, to stop this until the Capitol Police and law enforcement takes a look at it and gets rid of some of the footage that shows exactly how people entered and where the entrances failed, et cetera, et cetera. This is a disgrace. This is so anti-American what he is doing.
You know what I don't understand? And maybe you could clarify this to me. I mean, I worked in the Senate, but I don't remember. Doesn't the majority leader of the Senate get a say in any of this? Like, why is it the House Speaker that has control over this?
I think you have to go back to the rules of the committee, because this came out of a committee. And I think since the committee is gone, he probably has a lot of discretion.
Got it.
I don't know that. And it's not right. But that's why I'm assuming he knows that he could do it legally. But morally and in terms of protecting our capital and the people within it, and the people of our country, this is a disgrace. And I only hope that the American people say, you know, what is he doing?
What do you think his goal is here? Like, what is this? What's the point? Like, why give it to this guy? I mean, by the way, he didn't just give it to Fox. He gave it to Tucker. Like, why?
Okay. Well, I'm thinking what Tucker will do is cut and paste.
Of course.
And show, oh, these guys were great. Look at them having a cup of coffee. Look at this woman. She was there. She was 66. She wouldn't do anything. So they're going to try and undo everything the committee did using this footage and pasting it together. You know, it reminds me, I once got asked by Fox to do an interview at a time when they were just being terrible to Democrats. And I was really wanted to do it. And I said, with one caveat, and they said, what? I said, I don't want to cut and paste it. I'm happy to do an interview. And that's fine. But you got to commit that if it runs 5 minutes, you run it 5 minutes. If it runs 60 seconds, you run it. Oh, no.
Hmm.
I'm not going to do that. That was Bill O'Reilly.
Wow.
He said, no, I can't do that. I said, then I'm not giving an interview because I know what you're going to do.
I only did it live. Honestly, I mean, there occasionally I might have pre-taped something, but I did about 2,000 appearances on Fox in my career, and I almost always was live. I mean, they never would have let my Rudy Giuliani interview air if it was taped.
No, I hear what you're saying, and I'm very glad that they did that, and that's the way they should do it.
Right.
But what I'm saying is this cut and paste is a famous way in media, you know that, to destroy somebody's point of view.
I think it's just ridiculous that you would give this to Tucker Carlson, who's, yeah, you're exactly right. He is just going to go out there. He's going to select footage that fits the narrative he wants to write, and he'll play that for his very large audience. And then there'll be outrage on the left, and the right will defend Tucker Carlson. We'll all put our jerseys on, and that'll be it.
Yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter is he lives on another planet, and that is planet make-believe.
Right.
Thing, you know, that we know this from what we've just learned. They'll say anything, several of those so-called reporters, and not reporters, those talking heads, they'll say anything that plays to their base.
Right.
And when they knew what they were saying was wrong. And I just hope Dominion gets them for the billions.
Yeah.
Because what they did was a disgrace. And they're so used to, you know, slandering public officials, and you can't get sued for that. They thought they could do it with a private company. No, you can't do that to Dominion.
No, I think Dominion's suit
they'll have to pay.
I hope they win. You know, and again, the text messages and emails we saw show that they knew what they were saying was absolutely the wrong thing to say, and that they knew that these lies were just lies. And Tucker Carlson knows what happened on January 6th. They were all texting each other. They know what happened, and they're going to try to pretend that it was nothing. All right, I'm going to take one more break.
The only thing I would say is it's too bad for the people that believe in them.
Yep, I agree that. All right, I'm going to take one more break. I'm going to come back a little bit more with Senator Boxer. Stay where you are. You're listening to the Chris Hahn Show.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at AutismSpeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. Students at Baptist University in Oklahoma among those taking stock of things after devastating tornadoes ripped through the area, killing at least three.
There's things that we can't fix right now, and you're just uncertain about what's going to happen moving forward. We don't have classes for the next 2 days, but with the damage, we're not sure what the classes are going to look like moving forward, just what our lives are going to look like.
The State Department urging both sides in Sudan to extend their ceasefire through Sunday, spokesman Vedant Patel.
Allowing for the flow of necessary humanitarian materials, but also to ensure the safety of diplomatic personnel as well.
Alec Baldwin's lawyers say prosecutors will drop charges against the actor in a fatal onset shooting. Loyola Law Professor Jessica Levinson.
Different prosecutors actually took over this case. And we have to basically surmise that they didn't think they could prove this beyond a reasonable doubt to a juror.
The actor was also the producer of the movie Rust. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is the best of the Chris Hahn Show. The Chris Hahn Show.
I'm back. Hey, if you missed a second of my interview with former Senator Barbara Boxer of California, check it out on the Aggressive Progressive podcast this Tuesday, available wherever you get your podcast. I am at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. That's where you can find me for all things me. Even though I go by Chris Hahn in my media world, Christopher Hahn is my given name. So check me out in those sites. And I am back with the great Senator, former Senator Barbara Boxer from California. So Senator, you know, you've sat through a lot of State of the Unions in your career. And that's why I wanted to get you back on after that State of the Union. I never see anything like it. I've been watching them since I was a little kid, right? I've been sitting in front of the TV watching them, like 10 years old. I've never seen anything like it, where it was kind of like being at like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, where people were doing call and response. And I think President Biden handled it brilliantly. And I want your perspective. I mean, how many State of the Unions have you've actually sat in? You've been there as a member of Congress and then a member of the Senate. You know, I'd love your opinion on this.
Well, I sat through 23 State of the Unions, and always commented on them after as a House member or later as a senator. One, I have to say, I stood in the back of the room. I haven't even told anybody this, but it was the middle of the Iraq war, and I just couldn't take it. I was so against that war, and we lost 25% of the dead came from my state. So I stood in the back of the room because I didn't want to be involved in standing up and clapping and sitting down and getting all into that situation, which a lot of the listeners know that's part and parcel of what you do. So just to not make a spectacle of sitting down through stuff, I just went in the back. Other than that, I sat in my chair for 23 of these. This one was one for the books because of a couple of things. The rudeness, the attitude, the aggressiveness to yell out liar, to make faces like on things where you know you're lying. For example, you know, Senator Lee, Mike Lee from Utah, when the president said Republicans, not all of you, but some of you want to cut Social Security and Medicare, do away with it.
Yeah.
He shook his head like he was so insulted. And guess what we found? We found him saying,
yeah,
do away with
it. He went on a podcast immediately following the State of the Union to denounce Biden for saying that. And the guy said exactly that. People don't like getting called out for what they actually called for.
He was on tape. What is with these people?
Yeah.
And, you know, and of course, the next day, as soon as they called him a liar for saying it, his staff produced all the records to show that several senators had put forward plans to sunset Social Security.
The chairman of the RSCC. It was in his plan.
Exactly. And for those of you who don't know what sunset means, it means you end it. You end the program and then you have to get it back.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, truly from my heart and soul, I have nothing to gain, nothing to lose by this. Once you do away with a program like that, you do not get it back.
No, you don't.
Anything resembling the same form, because it would be subject to the filibuster. And then there'd be all kinds of amendments and it would be privatized and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
So you could lose it all in the stock market. Anyhow, I was amazed. But the greatest thing happened. There was Joe who says, watch me.
He says,
watch me. And you watch him, and there he is, parrying back and forth with these agitators, these nasty people screaming out.
Yep.
And he is winning the argument and says, oh, I hear from your booth, you don't want to cut Social Security and Medicare and destroy it, right?
Yeah.
And you go, yeah. And he says, fine. That's in the books, he says. Now we know that you're not going to bring that up anymore. It was brilliant.
Brilliant.
It was. He played them.
I mean, he looked agile, right? It made him look agile. He's debating these people live on TV. But look, it's impossible to debate the president when he is giving the State of the Union and he's up on the podium and you're down in the crowd. Why even try? But they did, because they're really, honestly, Senator, I mean, I know you won't say this because you're polite, but I think they're a bunch of idiots. And I think that they don't get it. They shouldn't be in Congress, half of these people. And they're there by some accident in some gerrymandered district. And in normal times, they wouldn't be in Congress, but we're living through weird times right now. And
how about George Santos, who made up his entire life? He is standing next to Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and all these people.
Yep.
I got to say, it is the House of Representatives, and it is representative of everybody. Not everybody.
Yeah.
You should be there. But that's the way it is. And, yeah, I have to say, all this stuff about ageism, and look, I get it. I understand. You can make a generalization about people at a certain age, but
yep.
you really don't know how they're going to be. Some people, you know, lose it at 60, and some people have it at 90. It depends on the person.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Every time they bring up Biden's age, I always say, okay, that's a given. Let's see what he's done.
Right.
And
right.
Go through it. And he, of course, is 10 million jobs, Chris.
Yeah.
10 million jobs in a couple of years, broke all records. I mean, it's pretty amazing to me.
Considering the hole that was left for him to dig out of, I mean, we're doing quite well. You know, I mean, he left. I mean, he was this country was in a crater when he took over, and he has dug us out of it.
There is no doubt about it, you know. And then people say, well, he's already, you know, he's going to break another record on age. And I thought, well, LeBron James did.
Yeah.
don't tell LeBron James not to try to break a scoring record because he's old.
Yeah, should he stop playing now because he broke the record? I mean, look, the guy can play. Look, it's like Tom Brady. Tom Brady, everybody got on Tom Brady for sticking around. Well, he was still one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. Joe Biden, he's got a lot of experience, and there's something to be said for it. And look, and I'm all for generational change. I'm not one of these people, you know, who are against it. But, you know, you don't have to change.
I am for the best people leading us.
Yeah.
Regardless of their age. And most of the time, you're going to have generational change. I left. Not because I couldn't do the job. I felt I had done it long enough. And yeah, I wanted to pass the baton,
yep.
as they say, the political baton. And it was a good time to do it in my great state. I had a great bench. And, you know, now we're going to have another seat open. And we have an embarrassment of riches in terms of the people and the quality of people who are running.
Yeah.
But that happens. That happens. But you cannot, when it comes to president, seems to me, just say, I will never vote for someone who's the oldest president in history.
And by the way, the guy who's going to likely be running against him is only 2 years younger than him. So it's, well, you know.
Very important point. And by the way, he was the oldest president. First, Reagan was the oldest first-term president. Then Trump was the oldest first-term president. Nobody says, oh, we can't have Trump. He's the oldest first-term president. Joe is the oldest. Records are meant to be broken. So let's just put it aside, make it a factor. That's not a problem. Of course it's a factor. But
80's the new 50. You know, what are you going to do? The guy lived well. He's very spry, and he's showing the world right now he can still do the job. And I think that's why his numbers have improved in the last 3 weeks. I mean, I think the State of the Union was the start of it.
Number, right? Yeah.
You know, and I think it's
number 49.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's doing good, and I think he's going to win if he runs for re-election. But, you know, since you brought up the Senate race in California, what do you see happening there? Do you have a horse in the race, or are you just observing?
Oh, God, I should never brought it up. Here's the situation. I know, obviously, everybody in the race, but I love two people who are in the race who are just as close to me as family. And one of them is Adam Schiff.
Yep.
And one of them is Barbara Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to both of them. I told them, oh, my God, it's like choosing between a sister and a son. And I said, you know, I'm going to tell you both when you want me, you know, how I can help you in terms of issues or meeting people. It's a mess for me. Then there's other people running who are good, and I don't know them as well.
Yeah,
I talk to them too. I talk to everybody. So it's kind of a nightmare for me personally, but it's wonderful for the people here because, there was a very interesting article in the LA Times that said, you know, if defending democracy is your thing, there's Adam Schiff. If consumer prices are your thing, there's Katie Porter. If civil rights is your thing, there's Barbara Lee.
Yeah.
And I think it's true, but I would also add another dimension. All of them are progressive. They're all yep. from the same wing of the party, the progressive wing. So it's going to be, as somebody said, it's going to be a dogfight or something. I think it's going to be exciting. And I was in one of those battles when I ran for the Senate, had two terrific guys run against me. Or I should say, I was running against them. I was an asterisk in the polls when it started.
Right.
And it was exciting. So I think it's good for democracy.
I do, too. I think when you have, you know, I mean, you know, the three you mentioned are three quality candidates. I'm sure there'll be others that'll pop in. And any one of those three would make an excellent senator and an excellent representative of California. I don't know that they'll ever measure up to you. I think you are one of the best senators in the history of the United States Senate. And I truly adore. I adore you for coming on my show and continuing to talk to my audience. And they love it when you're on. I get a lot of emails, you know, bring back Barbara Boxer, bring back Barbara. And we always try our best. And I truly appreciate it. Anything you want to plug before I run out of time?
Well, I just think it's important to watch this president and give him the attention that he deserves. And when he does the right thing, let him know.
Absolutely.
You know? Do a tweet, something like that. Make a phone call. I think he is going to defy. He's going to defy expectations.
He has so far, and I don't see why he wouldn't in the future. Senator Boxer, always a pleasure having you. Thanks, and come back again real soon, okay?
Sure.
All right, America, stick around. More to come. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds, your memories in a podcast.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to paintbynote.com.
Hi. My name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Notes system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to paintbynote.com. Like a music note, Paint by Note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Embroidery Professionals Plus, how may I help you?
Hi, I'm looking to get my business logo put on some things. Is that something that you do?
Absolutely. Do Do you have items in hand or do you need to order apparel?
Actually, both.
Were you interested in having your logo embroidered or printed?
Actually, both.
Well, you called the right place. To get started,
Embroidery Professionals Plus has custom apparel specialists ready to work with your business, too. Two Wisconsin locations in Deerfield and in Eden. Embroidery Professionals Plus. Apparel you love. Service you crave. Oh, yeah. And home of the Wisconsin Tailgater hoodie.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AshiroRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 38 overnight, under partly cloudy skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 59. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows around 34. Turning much cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs in the middle 40s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
This is the best of the Chris Hahn Show. You can't ignore the truth forever, so listen up. The Chris Hahn Show.
Hey. Yeah. Voice. Yeah.
All right, I'm back. Hey, if you missed a second of that interview I just did with former Senator Barbara Boxer, download the Aggressive Progressive podcast. That interview will be up on Tuesday, wherever you get your podcast, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's on it. Check it out. She's fantastic. I love having her on my show. I love having her on my podcast. I like talking to people with experience. She's got experience. She knows what's going on. You know what I hate? I hate when I turn on cable news and there are people talking about things that they have no experience with, and they're like, you know, they just young people without any real experience in government talking about how government works. I mean, they know, I mean, they've seen it, but you talk to somebody who's actually lived it, like former aides, former senators, former, you know, other elected officials, it's a whole different perspective, right? They've been participants, so they can do more than report. They can truly analyze what's going on. And look, she knows the players. She knows Joe Biden. She served in the Senate with Joe Biden for 16 years. So she knows what's going on there. And it's very interesting. And I didn't pin her down on California. I don't know who's going to win that. I don't know who's going to win that primary. They've got a lot of people to choose from there. And it'll be an amazing race. To say the least. And California's got a jungle primary, which means everybody runs together in a primary. The top two vote getters, no matter what party, are the two people who run in the general election in November. So it may not even be a Republican on the ballot. California is probably going to stay blue, especially given the fact that these, you know, they've got some great candidates. I would imagine Adam Schiff for sure will make the runoff. And then we'll see who joins him there. And I don't know that means he's going to win, but I think he's probably got the best name recognition statewide because of the work he did on the, you know, with the impeachment and January 6th and everything else. I think he's had the most TV time. I mean, Katie Porter's obviously got a name. Barbara Lee, though, I mean, has been around a long time. So I think, you know, it's an embarrassment of riches in California. And I think every state should have as many good people to choose from. You know, to be U.S. senators. And I think it's going to be interesting to see. You know, final thought on this Tucker Carlson getting the January 6th security tapes. I mean, it's like giving Osama bin Laden the security tapes from 9/11, in my opinion. Maybe not as bad. But this is a guy who revved people up about the election, knowing it was false, right? We're seeing in the Dominion lawsuits that Tucker Carlson knew it was false. He knew that he was spreading misinformation. And it was that misinformation that ginned people up, that got them out on January 6th. They were all worked up by Tucker and others like Tucker. And then they show up at the U.S. Capitol with the intent to burn it to the ground. And Kevin McCarthy thinks it's a good idea that that guy has control of the tapes. And you know why? Because Kevin McCarthy doesn't care about America. He doesn't care about justice. He doesn't care about people being held accountable. He cares about his own political future. And he knows he's going to have a very difficult time in 2024 holding on to the House of Representatives. In fact, I think he's going to lose it just here in New York. And he's got to do something to try to turn the tide in his favor. And what else could he do at this point? What else could he do at this point? But try to make this happen this way. But to try to, you know, get the team of producers at the Tucker Carlson program to put this together in a way that makes it look like it's not so bad. I just want to remind Kevin McCarthy, we all saw what happened. We all saw it with our own eyes. The footage still exists in the public domain of these people beating Capitol police officers, peeing on the walls of the Capitol, defecating in the halls of the Capitol, rioting, trampling their own. We all saw what Trump said about being there with you. We've seen it. We heard Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony. We're not going to forget it. So Tucker Carlson, have at it. You try to cut and paste what you're doing, you know, to make it look like it wasn't so bad. We know it was bad. We also know who's responsible for it. And so does Kevin McCarthy. And that's what makes him such a weak human being, undeserving of the title of Speaker of the House. All right, I'm going to wrap it up with that because I think we've all had enough for one night. And I want to remind you now, as I always do, to seek the truth. Question everyone and everything, America, even me. Seek the truth. I know it's out there and I know you'll find it if you look for it. And I'll be back here again next week to tell you the truth as I see it. I'm Chris Hahn. Thanks for listening, America.
If we all light up, we can scare away the dark. Wish our weekdays away, spend our weekends in bed. We drink ourselves stupid, or work ourselves dead, and all just because that's what Mom and Dad said we should do.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.